represent 7-6. We split on Monday night. So that means I get to go first tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Las Vegas is Harbor Beach favored by a half a point. So they don't even know. I'm going to say Harbor Beach. I have no clue. I'm going to say Harbor Beach by 4.
Wow. All right. That's a good one, by the way.
Thank you. Thank
so
you.
So I'm going to say Harbor Beach by 3.
Harbor Beach by 3, taking the under. Well, it's time to listen in to one of the best voices in the entire Thumb region, Danielle Maurer, a sophomore here at Bad Axe High School, treating us to a second performance of the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. A Bad Axe High School student here. Let's take a listen in.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to tonight's district basketball game. At this time, make sure to please rise. Gentlemen, remove your hat caps. Let's honor our country and nation with a singing of our national anthem by sophomore Bad Axe High School, Danielle Mullen.
Oh, say can you.
It's a full gymnasium here from Bad Axe, Michigan. You just heard Danielle Maurer, sophomore at Bad Axe High School, sing our national anthem. She, of course, sang this past weekend at the State Wrestling Championships down at the Palace of Auburn Hills. And here we are getting treated to her in Bad Axe, Michigan.
You know, with that performance, Clark, she just made the all-district team in this particular district, number 83. Four spots are now up to the up for grabs.
Wonder how her jump shot is. Well, let's find out our starting lineups for both squads. Number 5, he's a junior guard. That would be John Messing. Emphasis on the John Messing. We've been saying Justin Messing for about 6 weeks now. Number 11, guard, he's a senior. Jared Brown, strong defense from that man right there. Number 12, man needs no introduction. He's a junior playing point guard, Tommy Morneau. The myth, the man, the legend. Number 21, a sophomore at forward, Martin Messing. And number 35, Andrew Sutton at center, also a junior. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, at point guard, also shooting guard, number 10, a 6'3" senior, Josh Shelkey. At the other guard, number 12, 6' senior, Devin Lemansky. Definitely at the wing, Austin Seltz. He's number 23, a 5'8" senior and a speedster. Number 40 and a small forward and guard position, sometimes even point guard, a 6'2" junior. Number 40, Cody Seaman. And the big man inside would be Dalton Oki, a 6'7" senior at center, a transfer from Sandusky High School last year and has been in the Pirate uniform for football and basketball here in Harbor Beach. Any final thoughts here from John Mooney before we kick things off?
What makes this game so interesting
is the popcorn.
Besides that, is the fact that these two teams, they can literally go for about 5 overtimes. I mean, they're that close to each other.
I'd be okay with that.
How do you make a prediction? You have to unseat the one that's been there. That's the what came down for me.
Well,
Bad Axe hasn't been there. and Harbor Beach has, and that's the intangible.
To be like Coward or Stephen A. Smith and just don't think while you're making predictions.
Yeah.
The tip is up, and it's won barely by Dalton Oakey into the hands of Josh Schelke, and we are underway from Bad Axe, Michigan. Schelke and Harbor Beach coming out right to left across your radio in their home white uniforms with orange lettering and black outline. Schelke at the left wing, being guarded by Jared Brown. He can tell what breath meant he's so close. Josh Schelke dives down the right side of the lane, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. The early foul goes against Ben X. That's the first team foul for the Hatchets, and goes against Jared Brown, his first. Josh Schelke is the line, shooting two shots. Scoreless here in the first 18 seconds.
That was an astute play by Josh Schelke to go ahead and recognize that the defensive specialist of Jared Brown, he was playing belly button defense, and so what do? You just take him to the hoop. Even though there's two helpers there, he went ahead and shot it, missed it, but he got his first free throw and just missed the second one. Bad X ball.
And rebounded by Andrew Sutton. Here come the Hatchets left to right across the radio in their away blue uniforms with gold and yellow sides and yellow numbers with white outline. Bad X emblazoned across their chest. Jared Brown, right wing, being guarded by Harbor Beach's Austin Seltz in a man-to-man zone, or a man-to-man defense, excuse me. John Messing back out to Tyron Renaud, dribbles into the lane, kicks it back out to Jared Brown. Ball handling right into the lane and stolen away by Cody Seaman. Here comes Harbor Beach, passes over to Josh Schelke, and it is blocked by Jared Brown. Picked up by John Messing, we're coming the other way. Good heads up play there by the defensive specialist. Here's number 21 for Bad X. Martin Messing at the top of the key, or the left wing to Brown. Inside the paint to Sutton, goes into work, and the right-hand hook shot is good. Bad X is on the board, 2-1. Cody Seaman drives into the lane. That one's off the mark a bit. Cleaning up the boards, though, is Dalton Oakey. He puts it in for 2 points. Lead back to Harbor Beach, 3-2.
Harbor Beach in their traditional man-to-man.
Gets feeds in inside to Andrew Sutton, goes to work against Oakey. Good defense from Oakey, and this one's off the mark, out of bounds. Last touch by a blue jersey. Harbor Beach ball 90 feet from their own hoop.
The strategy for Bad X is really clear right off the bat. They're going to be going inside to Andrew Sutton, trying to get Dalton Oakey into foul trouble.
Josh Schelke in the right wing, dribbles all the way into the corner and hands it off to Austin Seltz. Back to Schelke in the corner, and Harbor Beach is trying to feed into Dalton Oakey, but a good cover by Andrew Sutton. Cody Seaman resets the offense, top of the key, being guarded by Martin Messing. Over to the left wing to Devin Lemanski. To the right wing to Schelke. Brown nearly stole, does not. Schelke feeds it over to Devin Lemanski. He wasn't quite ready for it. Had to go off the mark a little bit. Gets the shot off still. And he is fouled on the way up. And the foul is against number 5, John Messing. His first. And Bad X is second. So this sends Devin Lemanski to the free throw line, shooting two shots. Harbor Beach is 1-for-2 from the free throw line thus far. And Devin Lemanski misses the first free throw. Team fouls right now are Bad Axe 2, Harbor Beach nothing. Ron Rubel discussing things with Josh Schelke as Devin Lemanski's at the line for his second free throw. This one is up, and this one's no good as well. Rebound, though, Cody Seaman to keep the possession alive. Feed it into the right block to Lemanski again, and there are bodies all over him, and this is going to be another foul against Bad Axe, the third team foul for the Hatchets, and it goes against John Messing. That is his second, some early foul trouble for the Hatchets. Derek Geiger, a three-point absolute sharpshooter, replaces John Messing.
Yes, and Geiger is the designated hitter, that's for sure.
And Cody Seaman inbounding it for Harbor Beach. Nowhere open, finally gets into Josh Schelke at the right wing. Feeds into Dalton Oakey, this one's tipped away by Andrew Sutton. Turnover, Harbor Beach, in transition, Tommy Renaud gets that up and scores for 2. 4-3, Bad Axe by 1. Third lead change of the night. Cody Seaman, top of the key, being guarded by Martin Messing to the right wing. Dribbling with all of his might to the free throw line to Devin Lemanski at the left elbow. Back out to Austin Seltz, trying to feed Dalton Oakey. That one's covered up too. Good defense here from the Bad Axe Hatchets. Schelke drives into the lane. This one's off the mark a bit. Rebound still loose, and it's brought up by Martin Messing. It's 1-on-3, goes up for the layup. It counts, and 1 for the Hatchets, Martin Messing. Basket counts. Foul is against.
That's got to be Austin Seltz.
Austin Seltz it is. His first and Harbor Beach's first. And Martin Messing in the books with 2 points, trying to make it a third here with an old-fashioned three-point play. They lead 6-3.